Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with the sacrifices. And Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and when he went to look for fruit on it, but it did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on the fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth this morning and the meditation of each and every one of our hearts this day be pleasing in your sight, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. In your blessed name we pray, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I think we should give a special award out to our lector today for being able to get through all of those tribal names. I didn't hear in there the River Ridgeonites, the Haranites, or the Mediterraneanites, but you get the picture. You know, there's all these different different tribes and folks who were actually holding the land that God had made a promise to His chosen people that they would be able to rest in. And what's interesting about that today is God's calling of Moses. And that's kind of how I wanted to start our understanding or our study of God's word today, about how God used Moses. And I want you to think about it in these terms. How might God be calling you? And you say, "Well, I don't know." And I want you to think about how God spoke to Moses today in that Old Testament scripture, because it's probably one of the most bizarre things we're ever going to read in the Holy Scriptures. Remember how he did it? How did God speak to Moses? A burning bush. That is just not something that in regular, everyday sort of life anyone would ever expect, right? I mean, that's just bizarre. Yet, God could use that bush in order to reach his servant, Moses. What's the lesson in that for us? What kind of weird thing might be going on in your life right now that just doesn't seem like it's within the natural that God might be using in an attempt to reach you about what it is that God would have you to do? Now, it's probably not going to be a burning bush. If it is, call me. I want to get video of that. That's going to be really cool. But I think the lesson is sometimes it's in the bizarre, the weird, the unexpected sorts of ways that we experience this thing we call life that God is actually reaching out to us. Now, there's a second part to that. I don't know if you noticed this, but Moses was curious about the burning bush. Did you catch that? He wanted to walk over to see the bush. And what the scriptures tell us, the reason he was curious is the bush wasn't being consumed. So that's what caught his attention. Not the fact that the bush was about to talk to him, that it wasn't being consumed. But when the bush does talk to him and gives him his very specific instructions, did you notice what Moses did? He talks back. He says, no, I don't think so. And you got to understand, Moses is actually known to have had a speech impediment. So Moses is probably not the most articulate of all of God's people. And that's important for us to think about as well. Because if Moses is not having confidence in his own ability to carry a message because of his own personal disability, but that's who God is choosing, then we all need to rethink what it is that we believe our weaknesses are. Because it's quite possible that in our very weakness, that is where God is actually calling us to be in and to rest in and to do his work in. And that ought to free us up from some stuff. All those things that we personally hold in, that we don't like about ourselves, or we think that we're so unique that we're the only ones that have that problem. The reality is that may be exactly where God wants to meet us. And that may be the very thing that God wants to show us something within the midst of. Within our own disability or inability or our own self-loathing about something in our life. Moses had an interaction with God through this burning bush. And I think it's interesting that what the scriptures tell us is that God uses Moses' name twice. Moses. Moses. Now, it doesn't necessarily explicitly say this in the text, but my thought is, the first time the bush said Moses, Moses thinking to himself, I'm not answering that. That's just a little bit too crazy. So God says it again, Moses. And the way Moses chooses to respond is also quite interesting. He says three words. He says, here I am. Here I am. And when God uses that bush to tell Moses what he's supposed to do, when he gives him his mission, when he gives him the message that you're going to take your people into the land flowing with milk and honey, Moses pushes back at first. Again, probably having some self-concept and some self-esteem issues, worried about who am I to go talk to Pharaoh? I mean, this guy's powerful. I'm just little old Moses, and I can't even speak all that well. And he asks God, he says, who exactly do you want me to tell them sent me? And God says, you tell them the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You tell them the great I am, the I am that I am, sent you. In other words, God Almighty. So we go back to that. The bush says, Moses. Moses. And Moses says, here I am. Moses is actually prophetically speaking into the world at that very moment that he is going to be a voice of the great I am. Here I am. And God says just a few sentences later, you tell them, I am sent you. And I want to ask you this today, brothers and sisters. What's going on in your life right now where God is calling you to be an I am in the presence of someone else? What's going on in your family? What's going on at your job? What's going on in your social circles? Dare I say, what's going on here at church? In the church family, maybe, where God has a very specific job just for you. Maybe it's utilizing your strengths. Maybe it's in the midst of your weakness that he wants to use you, and he wants you to be a mouthpiece for him. He wants you to go up to somebody and be an I am and witness to them. And you know what? A lot of times when this is going on in people's lives, they're not as quick as Moses. And we think, yeah, well, Moses pushed back a little bit today, but Moses did what he needed to do. Now, I can tell you from personal experience, I'm not so quick to follow what I know God is calling me to do. It's one of my sins that I need to repent for. I'm always quick to hear and slow to act. God and I fight a lot about that, and you might be like that too. And it could be that something that God has placed on your heart days ago, weeks ago, months ago, or even years ago, God is still waiting for you to say, here I am. What is it you really want me to do? And I think that that's the beauty of that parable that Christ gives us today in our gospel, isn't it? He tells this parable, a man with a fig tree growing in his vineyard, he goes out to look for the fruit and doesn't find any. So he says to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now, I've been coming to look for this fruit on this fig tree, and I haven't found any. Cut it down, because it's just taking up space in the garden. It's just using up soil. But check this out. In the parable, it goes on. It says, sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then you can cut it down. My brothers and sisters, this parable is a story about God giving folks second chances. Second chances. There may be something that God is placing on your heart today, last week, last month, last year, last decade, and you've been slow to be obedient about it. But if you know it's the I am calling you to be an I am to somebody else, you need to know it's not too late. That our God is a God of second chances. He doesn't want to cut down that tree because he wants it to bear fruit. And that's what we're called to do as followers of Christ. We're called to bear fruit. Each of us in our own very special ways. We each have different gifts, but the scriptures tell us the same Spirit gives those gifts. And we have a choice. We either use those gifts to the glory of God, or we don't. My prayer for each and every one of us here today is that we boldly in our prayer lives say to God, here I am. Use me. And I pray you receive it in the blessed name of our Holy Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you do, let me hear you say, amen. Amen. Amen.